connects you. In marriage ceremonies, there are the person who stands up for the person getting married, for the man getting married, they call him the
groom.
Best man. Or is there another term for best man that they use around here that you know of? Okay. And do they use the word bridesmaids?
Yes, bridesmaids.
Are there any other terms for that that they may use?
Not that I know of.
Okay. We've mentioned a lot of relatives so far. And I think you've even mentioned, well, perhaps all the ones that I need to know. What about the term kith and you have your kith and your kin? Have you ever heard that?
Kin is what? Uh-huh. Kin folks.
Your kin folks. Okay. That's what I needed to say. Let me go on now. We'll move on to talking about the house here. Mm-hmm. House. And first of all, maybe you could just describe some things as you come in, the furniture, the things that we see around here. Just describe. Give me sort of a list of things in your house.
In the house. Okay, well, let me tell you something about our ranch house. The furniture that we had there. Of course, it was a section house. I think you know what that would be, where the section foreman lived when the railroad was going through Wyoming, okay? It was a two-story house with the upstairs that was rather low roof, and in one corner or one side of the upstairs were windows that you could shoot out at Indians or whatever was necessary to shoot.
And the windows were made out of
glass. Uh-huh. But Mother and Dad had very little furniture. Our table was made of pine boards, and our chairs were benches. We had rocking chairs in the living room. We had no Davenport. We had a phonograph and a radio. And our beds were iron bedsteads, you know. Mm-hmm. They're very expensive now if you want to, and brass. And as far as when we had dressers, okay. Now for here.
Well, did you have a place, you know, how did you heat that house?
Oh, by a little coal and wood stove. I've got it out here in the shed.
But there was no fireplace?
No fireplace. Uh-uh.
Do you have a fireplace in this?
No. Uh-uh. Fireplaces came into being just within the last 40 years or something like that, because out here the wind blows so, and it's so cold that you'd freeze to death with a fireplace.
I didn't know that. A fireplace, the smoke. When you have a fireplace, though, the smoke goes up out of the
chimney.
Mm-hmm. And the little area in front of the fireplace is called the
hearth.
What holds the logs on inside the fireplace? What do you place them on? Do you know what you call that?
Gosh, I don't know. I've never had a fireplace.
Okay. Well, then I won't bother you. If you have one more thing about that, if you have a fireplace, you use where you put the large piece of wood in the back. What would that large piece of wood be called? Do you know?
A log. Mm-hmm. Put a log on the fire.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if it's not in the front, it's in the
rear.
Or
back.
Okay. Did you have any terms when you, for example, if you ever used a stove to heat, like you may have used? Did you use a little wood? What did you have terms for kindling that you?
Well, kindling is one, and then stove wood and coal.
I see. Okay. And the stuff that gets caught up in the
The soot.